Blog Talk Radio.
That'd be okay. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Saturday. And please, if you can hear me, say yes.
Yes.
Say maybe. Thank you. I'm sitting here going,
I can hear you very clearly.
Fantastic. Okay, it's working for the live show anyway. We're going to cross our fingers, and because I still can't get Shauna's real show from last night to play back, And mm-hmm. it keeps saying to start, activate my account, and then listen. And it's like, since when did I have to activate my account to listen to Sean's show?
Well, no kidding.
That's kind of
strange. Unless they were asking for hers instead. I don't know.
Well, no, because it's coming from my computer, and I wasn't accessing her network. I clicked on the link to listen to her show.
Right. Well, I don't know. That's kind of crazy.
I'll figure it out later. You know, they're blaming it on a cyber attack from Russia. Maybe so, maybe not. I'll have to be convinced, but I'm not going to deny that it is because it might be, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
I'm just playing it by ear.
Well, we never play. We never know what might be taking place. But let's hope that it's not that.
Well, you got to take it as it comes and just deal with it as you can because there's nothing you can do to stop it from your living room or your den or your office. There's, you know, your computer is as much at risk when it's hooked onto the internet as anything else is that's hooked to the internet. So what are you going to do about it?
Nothing except it because there's nothing you can do.
Unplug
nothing.
And read books. I mean, you know, it's like I was
you
thinking all of this survivalist stuff says, okay, you can make an EMF proof container for your radio and your phone and your computer and all that stuff. You can make this EMF proof so that when all of this stuff starts happening and they explode a nuclear bomb up in the ionosphere or wherever, it won't hurt your stuff because your stuff's going to be in this EMF proof container. So think about it. Whatever good is that going to do when nothing that sends the signals out for these computers and phones and stuff, none of that's going to be functioning because the EMF will have blown it up.
True.
Well,
that's
fried it, actually. It doesn't blow it up. It fries
right.
it. If there's no signals that can be sent out, what good does it do to have the technology that can receive the signals? Hello?
Right. Yeah, I understand what you're saying, Jenny.
Yeah, there's two ends to that equation, guys. You can't – it just doesn't – it's not going to work. It's just not going
to
work. So
you know,
like,
someone yesterday sent me a link to download on my system in order to protect yourself. And I thought, I'm not downloading that. That could be a big mistake.
Well, yeah, because you don't know actually what you're downloading or from whom you're downloading.
Mm-mm. Nope.
And you could be really, really in big trouble. So, no, I don't download that stuff. I figure if it's going to happen, it's going to happen, and nothing anybody's going to technically develop is going to protect my little home computer. You know, they're going to worry more about the big provisional things, like the electric stations and substations and all of those lines and transformers, and they're going to look into the big centers where the internet is sent out from and all of that. They're going to want to protect those things, okay? So, yeah, maybe I should get me my steel garbage can and line it with the foil or whatever they're saying to line it with. I forget. I'd have to look it up. But maybe I should protect my little things here because I've got a small computer and stuff. I could get an extra phone, things like that to go in there. But why? Why?
No, too confusing anyway. Well, I'm going to open my beer.
If all of this stuff, only a beer?
It's not
oh my
a
gosh,
beer.
You're going white. But if all
it's
of this
a Diet
stuff.
Coke. I'm kidding with you.
Well, if all this stuff is going to be zapped, well,
yeah.
Okay. You know, it doesn't matter if it's zapped or not zapped. I'm going to be out here all by my little lonesome anyway, because anybody that I can call or that I could get on my computer to talk to isn't going to be there.
No, that's not.
It's going to be gone. So, why worry about it?
Let's hope I don't hurt. I mean, I'll think they're more after the more high-tech things than people, but we'll see what happens.
Well,
you
know
Hopefully, we'll be safe.
If they get the high-tech things, they're going to get our things, because the high-tech is where our little stuff comes from. It just trickles down.
Well, that's true, too. But
so, you know, it doesn't pay to worry about it. You're going to give yourself ulcers and a heart attack and maybe a stroke.
Yeah, you can't.
Just worrying about it. Don't worry about it. If it happens, it happens. Make sure that your little microcosm is okay. Make sure you can make your drinking water safe. Make sure you've got a heat source, a cooking source. Make sure you've got seeds and stuff to get your little gardens going. And plant a couple fruit trees. Plant a nut tree. You know, you want to be able to be nutritionally sound, or it doesn't do any good to do any of the other stuff. You know what I mean?
That's very true.
And along with that, guys, I don't want to be real alarmist, but if you want to be realistic, if you've got the food and the water and the means to maintain them and a power source like a solar generator or something, you got to have a way to protect it, because there's going to be a lot of people trying to take it from you, and they will kill you to get it. So you have to have a means of protection, okay? A dog ain't going to do it. You're going to have guns.
No.
You're going to have the ammo to put into the guns. You're going to have to know how to work the guns you have. You know, it's all a big circle, but it's something that the world is now showing us we need to be doing. We need to be paying attention to. And I admit it, my brother is a survivalist. Well, both of them are. The Marine and the Coast Guard brothers are both survivalists. And they put a bunch of stuff in my head, but they made sure I had my guns. They made sure I had ammo. My ex-fiancé made sure I had ammo. He got me more ammo for my .357. I don't have enough ammo for my shotgun. I got to get some shotgun shells. But, you know, whatever. It is what it is. And you go run out there now, and you're going to be paying top price. Prices are going to be going up, because everybody's going to say, oh, I got to have one. I got to have one. So if you didn't do it before, you better think about it real fast.
Yeah, you better. And everything is just going up. It's crazy.
Yes. Yeah.
Just unbelievable. But anyway, there's nothing we can do about that either, except
do
the best we can.
That's right. It's going to fall back on like World War II systems of just getting through it. If the government isn't going to ration us, maybe we need to ration ourselves just so we can deal with whatever unexpected might come up and not starve to death or freeze to death or something like that. That's up to us, not the government. That's up to us.
Mm-hmm.
So think about it, guys. I suggest lists of what you need. And if you've got a family living with you, what you and your family need to get through at least 3 months. By then, things are going to have shaken out to how they're going to be, and you'll learn to deal with that. You know what I mean? But being able to get through that first 3 months is the most important part, because it's going to be the hardest. Okay?
Right.
I've got a lake right outside my door and across the street. I can get water. I just have to purify it. Okay? And beat the snakes off, fight them for it. But I've got survivalist food. I've got 3 months. No, I've got 4 months of survivalist rations. So I guess my brothers did some good in my brain. I don't know. I thought it was kind of silly, but they, to keep them from needing to argue with me, I went ahead and did it. You know, and maybe at this point I'm glad I did, because nobody knows what's going to happen now. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you
I'm right here. I'm okay here for quite some time, so I have to worry about that.
You know what I'm going to miss? I might have to get me a goat. I'm going to miss milk.
yeah.
I'm gonna miss him. I've gotta find a little solar generator, just enough to run a hot plate and a fridge. I don't need both fridges going, just one. And then I can worry about refrigerating whatever needs refrigerated. But a lot of things that people think need refrigerated don't. You know, you don't refrigerate your spuds, you don't refrigerate your carrots and your tomatoes and things like that. Those aren't supposed to be refrigerated. Your apples and your oranges, they're not supposed to be refrigerated. They spoil faster if you refrigerate them. It'd be nice to have a root cellar. I have a place I can dig one in, but it ain't done. So, you know, you got to think about those things. You do have
to have a lot of things that are not finished. You have a lot of work to do.
Oh, my Lord. But you know what? At least I live somewhere that I can do it. Where I lived in Arizona, I couldn't get anything ready for a survival mode of any kind. It wasn't my property. I couldn't do anything. So, hey, you know what? And I'm not even going to worry about it. It's like I get done when I get done, and I don't get done when I don't get done, and I'm not going to worry about rushing right out there and doing it. You know? It's just you got to take things as they come and not worry about them because they're going to happen anyway. You can't stop it. So it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay, you guys. Don't freak out. You're going to be fine. And if you've got your vegetable garden and you've got a fruit tree and you've got a nut tree and you've got, you need the flowers to keep your spirits up. Plant a jasmine vine. Oh, yeah. I got to get my jasmine. Yeah, I got to get my jasmine planted. Oh, my Lord. That's an essential.
Yeah, why?
Mama says I need rose bushes, too. Well, one maybe. I'm not so sure about needing, but rose bushes are nice. The rose hips have vitamin C, and the roses smell pretty, and you can eat the flowers, too. So, whatever. I need music. Are you guys done with this falderol stuff? I'm
ready
to,
for music. Yes, ma'am.
Good, good. I'm ready to zip my lip on this subject now. I've pretty much aired out my opinion, and that's probably more than a lot of you wanted to hear.
Well,
hey, you know, it's my show. I can do it. It's okay. All right. I am going to play an Elvis song that Anne recorded. And she was such a trooper because she knows that I want her to be the best she can be. And she was such a trooper, and it took her 3 days to get one that I could play on air.
Mm-hmm.
So here is Anne singing the song, Am I Ready?
Am I ready? Can my heart be true? Am I ready to fall in love with you? And one love, and one girl, one dream shared by two. Oh, in love with you.
Gotta say, pretty good job, girl. Pretty good job. I browbeat you into it, but you were willing. So you did a pretty good job. You really did. And there's never been anything wrong with your singing. You got a good voice. You really do. So you put that one together and did it good. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. How about an Elvis song? Anybody want to hear Elvis, or are you guys just sick and tired of it?
Huh? No, we don't.
I should be hearing some screams right about now. No, no. Please, please play it, play it. Well, okay. You talked me into it. Yeah, like you guys could talk me out of it. Not. This is one John sent me. In fact, most of the songs I'll be playing today are what John sent me, and then I've added just a smatter here and there. It's all good. It is so good. This is the first one I'm playing. Take 11 of Early Morning Rain.
Give me a clean act or something, Jolly. Time out as I get
the rolling on 10.
In the early morning rain, with a dollar in my hand, and an aching in my heart, and my pockets full of sand, I'm a long ways from home, and I miss my loved one so. In the early morning rain, with no place to go, out on runway number 9, big 707 set to go. But I'm out here in the grass, where the pavement never grows. Well, the liquor tasted good, and the women all were fast. There she goes, my friend, she's rolling out at last. Hear the mighty engines roll, see the silver wing on high. Westward bound, far above the clouds she'll fly, where the morning rain won't fall, and the sun always shines. She'll be flying over my home in about 3 hours' time. This old Air Force got me down. It's no earthly good to me, 'cause I'm stuck here on the ground, cold and drunk as I might be. Can't jump a jet plane like you can a freight train, so I'd best be on my way in the early morning. I'd best be on my way in the early morning. So I'd best be on my way in the early morning. So I'd best be on my way in the early morning.
I'm the king of the jungle and call.
I knew that was there, and I wanted to play that whole thing through, wake you up, kind of shake you out of that kind of thing that early morning rain puts you in, and then Tiger Man come along and just shake you. Not hard enough to hurt your brain, just enough to wake you up.
Just a little bit, okay.
just a little bit. Say, whoa. It's better than throwing cold water in your face, since I can't do that. Have you ever done that to anybody?
Have I ever done what?
Poured cold water in somebody's face to wake them up?
No, I've not done that before, Jeannie. Have you?
I did. Yeah, I did. Twice, as a matter of fact.
Oh, gosh. What happened? What'd you do?
Well, sometimes my ex would stay up until 3-4 in the morning, which isn't unusual. I mean, you know, we all do that sometimes. But then he had to get up at 5:30 to go to work and drive school bus. Well, okay. He didn't want to wake up. The alarm didn't wake him up. I shook him and told him he had to get up. He said, okay, and rolled back over, went to sleep. So I got up and got about half a glass of water and put a couple ice cubes in it. I went in and poured it on his head, down his face. He got up.
Oh, you're kidding.
And I ran.
Wow, what did he do?
Oh, nothing. I ran. And so, but he knew that that was the only way I was getting him out of bed that day. So he didn't do anything. He yelled and hollered and cussed, and that was about it. Then he went and got into a hot shower. Oh, that was so satisfying.
Wow. I would have been mad if someone did that to me.
I did. Oh, he probably was. He just didn't say anything because he knew he wasn't getting out of bed. And he needed to. He had a job. But the whole thing, I did it some years earlier. Told you I did it twice. I did it some years earlier. I guess we'd been married probably a year and a half, something like that. Mm-hmm. And I was just kind of feeling woochy, I guess. I don't know. I was feeling mean and nasty and just, what can I do to get him? What can I do to get him? Because he was going to get ready to leave on the road again, you know, and I couldn't go at that point. The band wasn't set up for spouses to be going, and so I was going to be hanging at home for another couple months by myself. And at that point, I'd never been alone before, just at that point. So anyway, I thought, I'm going to get him. He's just laying there sawing logs like crazy, and he needed to get up because he had to be ready when the drummer come pick him up. And it was only going to be another 45 minutes before he got there. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to get him. So I always kept water in the fridge. I'm not going to use ordinary tap water, never. I got, like I said, just a little bit in the glass, about a quarter of a glass, not very much, because I had to dry out the mattress and change the bed. I didn't want a whole bunch of water in.
You know that topic about Eve having someone dumping his head in a bucket of ice or whatever? I bet that had to be awfully shocking to him. Can imagine how that must have felt.
Well,
wow.
it needed to be, but he was so far out of it at the moment that he probably didn't realize it until he had woken up a little bit, you know. And once he woke up, they quit doing it. They had to get him woke up, and that was the only thing he could think of to do it.
Well, that would wake you up.
No, it didn't. It took a while. Yeah. So he was repeatedly dunked in that bucket of ice water, and he finally woke up, but it took some. So he wanted to sleep, man. He had taken his sleeping medication. He didn't feel good. He was sick. He wanted to sleep. He didn't want to go out on stage, but old Colonel had other ideas. But they had already begun to wake him up before Colonel discovered it. So they knew he had to get up and go on stage. He did too. He was sick. I mean, good grief. Man couldn't even get sick. So anyway, and at this point, he better not be sick or somebody will slap him around. Yeah, like that's going to happen. I'd do it, but I ain't close enough to worry about it. It's like, okay, whatever. Go to bed. Sleep it off. It'll be okay. You know. Anyway, I've got a song here that I want y'all to listen to. Now, you guys, you men that are listening, you pay attention to this song, okay? You need to know this. You pay attention to this because us older women are treasures. Yep, we are treasures. And that's how I want to be treated, as a treasure. But you women, you might be getting a little older, feeling a little less beautiful, a little less desirable. Don't you believe it? Don't you believe it? My gosh, I could tell you stories, but it's like, put the cross out in front of you and fend them off. You know, that kind of a thing, which I do. But, Ronnie McDowell's got the right idea. Older women make beautiful lovers.
Older women are beautiful lovers. I said older women, they understand. I've been around some, and I have discovered that older women know just how to please a man.
Everybody seems to love those younger women from 18 on up to 25. Well, I love them too, but I'm telling you, learning how to really love takes a little time.
Older women are beautiful lovers.
Young girls, they got nothing on you. 'Cause it takes some living to get good at giving. And giving love is just where you could teach them a thing or two.
Older women are beautiful lovers. I said older women, they understand.
He knows. We know how to please a man. And don't you forget it. Because then we'll have to remind you. Now that could go one of two ways. You hope for one, and the other one you hope not. So just remember that. That's all. That's all. All right. I don't know, guys. I don't know. Must be the black cherry flavored sparkling water I'm drinking. And too much coffee. Yeah, too much coffee. I've already had about 10 cups of coffee since this morning at 6 o'clock when I got up. So, you know. Mm-hmm. Okay. Tom Jones. Oh, Sir Tom Jones. Yeah. Okay, where did it go? Oh, I'm looking in the wrong place. No wonder I can't find it. Oh, Lordy, Jennifer, you're such an idiot sometimes. Okay, Sir Tom Jones. And John sent me this song this morning. I have never heard of this song, but it's really kind of awesome. I think it really is. The Young New Mexican Puppeteer.
I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade. He'd let us in, knows where we've been. In a town near Albuquerque lived the most concerned young boy. He said, lately I have noticed folks don't live with peace and joy, with frowns and worries in their faces. They're lost and don't know where to go. He said, I'll get the people straightened by putting on a puppet show. The Young New Mexican Puppeteer, he saw the people all lived in fear. He thought that maybe they'd listen to a puppet telling them what to do. And now he got some string and he got some wood. He did some carving and he was good. And folks came running so they could hear the Young New Mexican Puppeteer. Carved out young Abe Lincoln. Abe will teach them civil rights. Then a king named Martin Luther, so they'd recall his peaceful fight. Old Mark Twain, his wit and wisdom, will surely show them life is fun. But he smiled with satisfaction when the Prince of Peace was done. The Young New Mexican Puppeteer, he saw the people all lived in fear. He thought that maybe they'd listen to a puppet telling them what to do. And now he got some string and he got some wood. He did some carving and he was good. And folks came running so they could hear the Young New Mexican Puppeteer. Now his puppet shows were clever, and he made the people laugh. When he got across the message to walk along love's open path, they built him his own puppet theater, decked out with spotlights yellow and red. And then they wrote him up in all the papers, and this is what the story said. It said the Young New Mexican can talk that fear. He saw the people all lived in fear. He thought that maybe they would listen to a puppet telling them what to do. And now he got something and he got some wood. He did some carving and he was good. And folks came running so they could hear the young New Mexican puppeteer. The young New Mexican puppeteer. He saw the people all lived in fear. He thought that maybe they would listen to a puppet telling them what to do. And now he got something and he got some wood. He did some carving and he was good. And folks came running so they could hear the young New Mexican puppeteer. Oh!
Okay, now, back to the one I mislabeled, since it was put into the computer directly after the puppeteer song, I forgot to change the title. Oh, well, I know where it is now, and I'm going to play it, because I would have looked for that all day long and never found it, you know? That would have been tragic. Well, not really, but it sounds good. Okay, now, did you guys recognize the song that had started playing before? Or did it just kind of go, oh no, wrong song, wrong song? Kind of like I did.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Yeah, me too. Not exactly panic, but Jenny, what did you do this time? But that's okay. It was just a typing thing. I did a glitch. I changed one thing, it didn't change the other. So I glitched. Anyway, not Blog Talk's fault, okay? It was my fault. Oh, that's hard to say.
Mm-hmm.
Not really. I should be getting used to it by now. Okay. I never had to say it when I was working, or very seldom did I have to say it when I was working. But, hey, I've relaxed a lot since I retired. Okay. Now, the song we had started to hear that I didn't mean to play, that I have to play now because it's mislabeled and I'll lose it if I go and play something else first. And if you understood that, you're doing good. Anyway, it's called The Octopus's Garden. Now, does anybody recognize that title from back in the 60s? Yeah, I think it was in the 60s. Do you recognize the title? Do you recognize who
did it?
The Octopus's Garden. It wasn't one of their A number one chart toppers because it was a slightly later one. Just I don't know, three years later, 4 years later, something like that. It's called Octopus's Garden. This is going to give it away. This was a live performance in 2005. The person singing it is Ringo Starr. Does that make any lights go off? Flags,
well,
fireworks, anything? Ringo Starr. Okay. Hmm. How about the drummer for the Beatles? Anything yet?
I just don't recall the song.
Oh, well, that's okay. That's okay. I really don't think too many people would recall the song because it didn't get a lot of airplay. It wasn't one of their, like I say, top charters. And it was a little bit later when they were getting into their weird cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. The Beatles did a song called The Octopus's Garden. And I don't know for 100% sure, but I would take bets on the fact that whoever wrote it was high on something. And the person that comes to mind is John. So I don't know. Not our John. John Lennon.
Right.
But anyway, here is, and Ringo Starr did improve as a performer after he left the Beatles and started doing a solo act. He improved immensely. So when he was with the Beatles, he was too shy to do anything solo because they wouldn't let him, number one, you know. They didn't want him to. And number two, he was actually a pretty shy person. But here, and he could get pretty rude, too. Should have had his mouth flapped for him a couple times. But anyway, this is 2005, a live performance, Ringo Starr doing his solo thing and acting very confident on stage. Hey, he gets points. I'm quite proud of him for doing that. Anyway, here you go.
I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade. He'd let us in, knows where we've been. In his octopus's garden in the shade. Octopus's garden near a cave. We would sing and dance around because we know we can't be found. I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade. The coral that lies beneath the waves. Oh, what joy for every girl and boy, knowing we're happy and we're safe.
Thought it was fun. Of course.
Well, you know me, how I feel about the Beatles. Not any of their songs I was ever really attracted to much that much.
Well, that's okay. Not everybody can like everything, honey. It's okay. You don't have to like every single song I play just because I play it. That doesn't work that way. That's not realistic. So you don't have to like it. It's okay. I'm fine with that. You like enough of the stuff I play that doesn't bother me a bit if there's something you don't like. It's all right, okay? Friends, let their friends be who they are. Just like when you fall in love with somebody, you let them be the person they are. You don't try to change them. I'm not going to try to change your musical tastes. You're old enough to have developed that yourself, so you're fine. Don't worry about it. Do you remember Dusty Springfield from the 60s?
Yes, ma'am.
She always had this blonde hair and the poofy-up hairdos. not quite as poofy as Dolly Parton, but, you know, they were always updos. The things you needed to go to the beauty parlor to get, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a little thing. Not as little as Dolly Parton, but she wasn't big. She was tiny. And she just kind of burst out there in the 60s. It's kind of like, where'd she come from, you know? And it was a little while, not real long, but a little while before everybody realized that Dusty was a woman and not a man, you know? So back in the 60s, that was a thing, I guess. This is a song I thought of yesterday, and I thought, I want to play that. So, you guys, everybody, man or woman, doesn't make no difference. Put that one special person, that you think about the most in your mind, and picture them in your mind, and then listen to Dusty Springfield singing, I only want to be with you. In that song. I like that. That's sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And you wouldn't expect her to sing anything except something that was sweet. Looking at her, she could give you diabetes. That's what happened. Looking at that album cover. Okay. Anyway, John sent me another one here, Johnny Cash. We're getting our country in today, folks, and it's good stuff. This is called, and I remember this one from when I was a kid, My Grandfather's Clock.
My grandfather's clock was too large for the shelf, so it stood mighty years on the floor. It was taller by half than the old man himself, though it weighed not a penny weight more. It was bought on the morn of the day that he was born, and was always his treasure and pride. But it stopped short, never to go again, when the old man died. 90 years without slumbering, his life seconds numbering. It stopped short, never to go again, when the old man died. My grandfather said that of those he could hire, not a servant so faithful he found. For it wasted no time, and had but one desire, at the close of each week to be wound. And it kept in its place not a frown upon its face, and its hands never hung by its side. But it stopped short, never to go again, and the old man died. It rang an alarm in the dead of the night, an alarm that for years had been dumb. And we knew that his spirit was pluming for flight, that his hour for departure had come. Still the clock kept the time with a soft and muffled chime, as we solidly stood by his side. But it stopped short, never to go again, when the old man died. 90 years without slumbering, his life seconds numbering. It stopped short, never to go again, when the old man died.
I love that TikTok sound. That's awesome. I always wanted a wind-up clock because it would TikTok like that. I liked that.
Mm-hmm.
That was awesome. It always helped me sleep. That's what's wrong. I haven't got a TikTok clock no more. Okay.
You could have used one.
That electric thing needs to go out the window, and then I'll get me a TikTok clock. Maybe it'll help. I'm not holding out much hope. But I love the sound of a clock ticking. Except the one exception is when
you want a good clock or a TikTok clock?
A TikTok clock. I love cuckoo clocks, but the cuckoo,
I think
cuckoo doesn't
clock
like
driving me nuts.
That, oh, I love them. What, my girlfriend had a whole wall. She had lived, she'd lived in Germany. Her dad was in the military, and she had lived in Germany. She had a whole wall of different cuckoo clocks. And there was different ways. Some of them had keys. Some of them you just needed to pull the one chain down, and then it would tick-tock, and they would switch, and then you pull the chain down and wind it again. It was really awesome. Some of her clocks are beautiful. And then she got married to a military man and decided she couldn't take those with her all the time everywhere, so she got rid of them. But she didn't give any to me. So, hey, you know what? Oh, well. It was too late by the time I knew it anyway, so it was okay. But, yeah, she would collect things from the different places she lived. It was kabuki dolls when she lived in Japan. She collected kabuki dolls. It was really awesome stuff, man. Wow. But I loved her cuckoo clocks. Oh, I loved. And they would all go off at once. I was like, no.
Oh, my gosh. Well,
we didn't sleep
goodness.
In her room. When I spent the night, we didn't sleep in her room. We slept downstairs in the guest room. Because sleeping through that cuckoo, cuckoo thing, that don't happen. You know, that just don't happen. So, not
that
with
would
all
be
the
a bit too much. Way too much.
Oh, it was
not
really
a bit,
awesome during the day, though. When you're already awake, it's really kind of cool. to see all of them, the little dealies start going around and dancing and whatever's happening, and the owl comes out or the cuckoo bird comes out or the little axe chopper, wood chopper guy comes out, or the dancers come out and go around in their little circle thing, the maypole. It was so awesome. She had so many different things. It was cool.
Mm-hmm.
I always wanted a cuckoo clock, never got one, so that's all right. I always wanted a grandfather's clock, never got one. Well, okay, that's all right. It's kind of like, where in the heck would you put it half the places you live, Jennifer? So I just quit worrying about it. But I got to have a TikTok clock. I haven't had a TikTok clock in a while. I need a TikTok clock. I'll have to check into that. Okay. How about an Elvis song? It's time for an Elvis song. We want an Elvis song. And, of course, John sent me this morning, so we know it's a good one. It's a rehearsal version of Sylvia.
These long, lonely evenings, here I am by the phone, wondering when she will call. She said she would write me, 'cause she knows I'm alone. But I hear nothing at all. I'm waiting for a word of love from Sylvia. You'd think she's never heard of love, my Sylvia. But when I'm with her, Lord, I forgive her, 'cause she's more than she go away, away. The tears on my pillow, they're not hard to explain. There's nothing else I can say.
Changing my name to Sylvia. Or not. all right. I've got something John sent me by somebody named Heinz. I don't know why. I don't know where. I don't know how. Just he bills himself as Heinz. Okay, just like the ketchup, Heinz, or the soup, or what, you know, there are a lot of things. No, I don't think there's affiliation, but who knows? Hey, okay, anyway, the song, they show a picture of a 45 RPM record. So it's been around. It's called Just Like Eddie. Referring to is Eddie Cochran. And Eddie Cochran is the guy that did Summertime Blues. One of the best well-known songs. But yeah, Eddie Cochran was a big deal. And he could play the git fiddle pretty dang good too. Okay, next. What's on the menu next? Oh yeah. Okay. I know. If I can get right there. Oh, come on. Can't be that hard. Maybe it is. I don't know. Hey, looks like it. Okay. How about some hillbilly rock, hillbilly roll by the Woolpackers? You heard it here first, folks.
We're on our way.
Nashville, here we
come.
Yeah.
The right place.
There's no one here.
We come to the right place.
What about Cadillac?
What about a guitar-shaped swimming pool?
Cancelled due to unforeseen ping.
All right, we'll have to do it ourselves, lad.
Yeah, we'll have to do it ourselves.
Hang
on. Hey, lads, where shall I stick this?
Hey?
I said, where shall I stick this?
Don't ask silly questions, Zach.
Hey.
But you hold on tight, it's a hillbilly rock and roll night. Yeah. How you all say, Ma and Pa? Everybody's out in the yard. Somebody's calling out, go, can't go, it's Uncle Earl.
rocking chair. Grandma's pretty when she laughs and her hair. Her head comes down, her dress goes up. She grabs the fiddle and fiddles with the bop.
She's a hillbilly rock.
Bubbling up, and if you don't let it out, you're going to choke. I didn't want to choke. I didn't want, so I let it out. And y'all weren't prepared for it, so I hope your eardrums are still intact because you didn't have any plugs in. And, oh, well.
Here right now.
Yeah. Just, oh, well. You know, that's how it is. Okay, I've got something here that we never got to hear very often, okay? It's by Gene McDaniel, and there's probably not too many of you recognize his name. This was a song I have heard, but only once or twice. It just didn't get played. Might have been a Brit song, I don't know, but it's kind of nice. It's one of those, oh, that's kind of sweet, you know, without being too saccharine. Anyway, here's Gene McDaniel doing 100 Pounds of Clay.
He took 100 pounds of clay, and then he said, hey listen, I'm gonna fix this world today, because I know what's missing. Then he rolled his big sleeves up, and a brand new world began. He created a woman and a for a man, whoa, yes he did, with just 100 pounds of clay. He made my life worth living, and I will thank him every day, for every kiss you're given, and I'll thank him every night, for the arms that are holding me tight, and he with just 100 pounds of clay. Yes he did, oh yes he did. Now can't you just see him walking around and round, picking the clay up off the ground, doing just what he should do to make a living dream like you. He rolled his big sleeves up, and the brand new world began. He created
yes, he did, with just 100 pounds of flesh. People, let me tell you what he did.
All right. I like I said, I didn't think too many of you would remember that song. I only heard it once or twice. And I know I did play it, probably about 4 or 5 years ago. But it's been a while. It's been a while. You don't hear it. So, okay. I have a request from Gwen. And she asked for Marty Wilde singing Afraid of Love.
Oh, my darling, don't you see? I want you to come with me to some far-off distant land. I will take you by the hand. Just one thing I'd like to know. What is you treat me so? Can it be that you're afraid of love? And baby, if you only knew all the heartache I've been through. I love you, may I say, for your love I hope and pray. In a book it once was said, trust your heart and not your head. Can it be that you're afraid of love? Well, yours is a flame that burns deep inside like wine. Yours is the name I wanna change mine. And oh my baby, if you only knew all the heartache I've been through. I love you, may I say, for your love I hope and pray. Call me baby as before, and I'll come knocking at your door. Can it be that you're
good song. Yes. Ask the musical question. Can it be you're afraid of love? Dang right. It's always such a surprise. When you fall in love, it's such a surprise. And it feels so wonderful. And, yeah, okay. But it's still kind of scary. Because you never know what's going to happen. There's still that little element in there. What's going to happen? Pray God it's good. Yes. Okay, I've got. It's my fault. Nobody did it but me. But it was a special request. So, here is a song that was done by Ed Ames and then by Perry Como back in the late 60s called My Cup Runneth Over with Love.
Sometimes in the morning, when shadows are deep, I lie here beside you, just watching you sleep. And sometimes I whisper what I'm thinking of. my cup runneth over with love. Sometimes in the evening, when you do not see, I study the small things you do constantly. I memorize moments that I'm fondest of. My cup runneth over with love. Just love. In only a moment, we both will be old. We won't even notice the world turning cold. And so in these moments, with sunlight above, my cup runneth over with love. My cup runneth over with love, with love, with love, with love.
Ta-da-da!
Good one. It's a good one, Jenny.
Oh, thank you, honey. As the curtain crashes to the floor with a bang. I did that this morning. I was going to do it yesterday, and I totally got wrapped up in this and that and the other thing and outside, and I never did get to it. So I did it this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, it was right in my range, and I didn't have to work at it too terrible hard. So there it was. But I like that
That's
song.
It.
I have liked that song ever since '68 when I heard Ed Ames do it. It or was it '65 he did it? And Perry Como did it in '68. Maybe he did it in '69. See, I don't really remember. I just know it was in the '60s. Oh, I had it all down pat yesterday so I could say it, and it's gone. it just got up and left. Just walked away and left me sitting here. So, you know, it's happened before. Yeah, I can't imagine that.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to play another Elvis song. And I know I have to find it, so please bear with me because I leave all my Elvis songs in the library, and sometimes I enter them different ways, and it gets really confusing. So I have to go in there and fix that so I can find things easier. But this one is so cute. It's so cute. You remember the movie It Happened at the World's Fair?
Mm-hmm.
I believe that's the movie this song is from. Is that right, John? I think it's right. Anyway, it Elvis is singing to Vicky too, who was playing the little girl that he was watching. Trying to watch.
She was so cute. Mischievous a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, she was absolutely adorable. That's the only movie she ever did. That's it.
Hmm.
She was done. That was it. I don't know why. I never researched that, but that was the only movie she ever did. But Elvis was really, really good to her. He watched out for her. And that's wonderful. I love hearing about that. Okay, this is a song he did singing to her, of course, when she wishes she was old enough to marry him. which starts out cute anyway, you know. And this is called Your Time Hasn't Come Yet, Baby.
I wish I were big enough to marry you.
Your time hasn't come yet, baby. You've got a lot of dreams to go. Your time hasn't come yet, baby. But when it does, your heart will know. You'd only be a beautiful woman because you're such a beautiful child. And when you start to bloom, just like a rose in June, I bet the schoolboys all go wild. But right now, your time hasn't come yet, baby. You got a few dreams to go. Your time hasn't come yet, baby. When it does, your heart will know. Your life's still a lollipop heaven, with teddy bears at the foot of your bed. The little boy next door who only makes you sore is gonna someday turn your head. But right now, your time hasn't come yet, baby. You got a few dreams to go. Your time hasn't come yet, baby. When it does, your heart will know. You're gonna grow overnight into a lady with a devastating smile. And then a lucky guy will see you and wanna walk you down the aisle. But meanwhile, your time hasn't come yet, baby. You got a few dreams to go. Your time hasn't come yet, baby. When it does, your heart will know. When it does, your heart will know. When it does, your heart will know.
But your heart may know it, but it might be telling you a lie for a temporary love. That's okay, too. You got to practice, I guess.
I enjoyed those movies with him with children. He always seemed to do so well with them and enjoy it.
Oh, yeah, and the kids loved him. You could tell. Sure. You could just tell. Well, he was just a big kid himself, so why not, you know? But It looked fun, didn't it? It looked fun. I go to an amusement park and the House of Mirrors. I always hated the House of Mirrors. Why did I think of that? I'm going to roller coasters. I love the roller coasters. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
Those are cool. Over and over and over. Go to Magic Mountain and they put a new roller coaster in there right before we moved away that had two loops in it. Two 360-degree loops. We went on that over and over and over and over. The rest of the park could have not existed, except for the minor. That was nice because it got wet at the end, and if it's hot outside, that felt good. But, yeah, that roller coaster was my favorite. I love roller coasters. I haven't been on one in so many years. I don't know how I do anymore, but I loved them when I did them.
Oh, God.
Have you ever been on those teacups that whip you around and then you go in circles
Oh, yeah.
And then you whip again? I got to laughing so hard on that, I almost wet my pants. I don't even remember who I was laughing at, but somebody was screaming their heads off and their face was red. And I think it was just somebody else that was on the ride. It wasn't anybody I knew. I got to laughing so hard. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, gosh.
I went with my sister. Do you know about the ride called The Hammer?
Oh, yeah, I remember that well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. Oh, gosh, I love that.
That was a little frightening.
No, that was fun. I talked my sister into going on it with me once. That was the last time she would do that. She was screaming so bad. Oh, my word. The guy running it almost stopped it because she was screaming so bad. He thought she was going to have a heart attack or something. We were kids, you know. We were teenagers. It was no big deal. I think I was 13, 14, and we were on that.
Uh-huh.
That means she was like 11, and I got to laughing at her so hard. Yeah. I did almost wet my pants on that one. I really did. But it would twirl you around upside down and stop you at the top, and you'd end up head down, and then it would whoomp, fall to the bottom, and she would just have hysterics. you know, I should have felt sorry for her, but I was laughing too hard.
I was lucky. You know? I'd ride anything. I would just ride anything. I loved them all.
Oh, I did. Yes, even the Ferris wheel. Believe it or not, that was one of my favorites. It nothing exciting ever happened. I never got stuck on it. It just did its up and down, roundy round thing. I was never mean to rock the cage. I didn't rock the cage. So I figured that would scare whoever else was in there, and that wasn't nice.
We had a double one. I had a double one here at Texas State Fair, and that's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. That was fun. You put six people in that sucker. I didn't do anything to scare anybody on that one. I just let it. That was my calming ride. You get on that one to calm down a little bit, let your blood pressure come back down to the basement from up in the skylights. And, yeah, I love that. I haven't been to an amusement park in so many years.
Oh,
I missed it. I've missed it. I'd really like to do that again sometime, but not by myself. It's no fun by yourself. Oh, well, maybe someday. I don't know anything. Okay, let's see. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Okay, let's go down to that one. That would be good. This is a song that was done in... Oh, geez, Jennifer, you didn't write down the year. 2021. It was pretty recent. And it was done by a kid. Oh, but listen to this kid. It is a Mariah Carey song. And, trying to find it. Yeah, I'm getting there. It's good. Just keep going. There you go, Jen. Okay, 2021 on America's Got Talent. This little kid in a blue sparkly suit. But he must have been, what, John, 11, 12, something like that, right around that age. Unfortunately, he got cancer, and so he had to leave. He couldn't finish. But his name was Peter Rosalita, and he did Mariah Carey's song, Without You. Listen to this kid.
No, I can't forget this evening or your face that you were leaving, but I just the way the story goes. Your sorrow shows. Yes, it shows.
that kid could build it. I mean, wow. And I had it confirmed. John said he was 12. Man, 12. Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine if he hadn't gotten cancer? What that little tyke would have done? Oh, my. That would have been fantastic. He might even have won if he'd been, if he could have kept going. You know?
Sure.
He might have won. You just, I mean, there are a lot of contestants on there that can sing. You know, there's no denying that. And a lot of them are very, very good. Some of them really suck, but a lot of them are really good. But I think, in my opinion, he was probably one of the best. You know, and I think he could have really done something. Even if he hadn't won America's Got Talent, somebody would have picked him up, you know. And taking him,
what year was it, Dan, do you think? 2021, last year. Mm.
Last year. It's labeled as 2021 last year. So, wow. At 12 years old, though, he got cancer.
That's amazing.
Yeah. When it comes to life-threatening, fighting the cancer was probably more important than continuing with trying to do the competition, because if he was under chemo and stuff, he wouldn't have been able to do his best, and he wouldn't have felt good about it. So at 12 years old, you do what mom and dad tell you, actually, and they were probably more concerned with his health and his singing at that point. Maybe if he beats it, he'll be able to come back for it. That would be great, wouldn't it?
To have that story to tell.
Next time he comes through on America's Got Talent, that would be fantastic. I'd like to see that. Another Elvis song that John sent me. I'm having a great time, guys. I hope you're liking this, because this is absolutely fantastic for me. All the 60s songs and the Elvis song, I'm having a fantastic time. It's great. I could go another 2 hours. I don't have two more hours, but I could. Anyway, here's Elvis doing take two of Rags to Riches. Man, he does it so good.
Chairs and air, Sir Walter. Okay, we're rolling. It's two.
Okay.
I know I'd go from pockets may be empty, I'd be a millionaire. My clothes may still be torn and tattered, but in my heart I'd be a king. Your love is all that ever matters.
Slow, fellas, just a hair too slow.
A hair too slow?
Why'd you stop him and do it over then? I like the last note myself. I thought that was perfect.
That's funny.
Oh, I love when he just injects his humor in there. I think that's so totally cool. Don't be digging through the carpet, Apache. It's okay. Your bed's right over here, 1.5 feet away. Go lay on that. Drag that around. Stop. He can drag his bed around. He's trying to rip up the carpet. One of three rooms I have carpet in. I mean, you know, don't do that. You're okay. You're okay. Okay. Next, I want to go down to another one. That's too far. No, don't do that. I don't want you there. Thank you very much. Okay. All these little poppy things come up because your mouse took your cursor somewhere you didn't want it to go. And even though you didn't push on it, it still said, okay, I'll let you see this. No, I don't want to see that. Go away. Okay. This is a song that John gave me this morning, and it's by Cliff Richard. Okay? And I'm sorry, he could sing. He could sing. It's called Fall in Love with You. After that, but it's probably under there when I forgot to change the title, so it's under something else. I can't find it. So, okay. Big surprise, huh? Not. How about the flamingos? I only have eyes for you.
My love must be a kind of blind love. I can't see anyone but you. Dum-dum-dum. Dum-dum-dum.
don't know if it's cloudy or bright. But I can't see a thing in the sky.
I like that. That's an oldie but a goodie. And, you know,
oh, that's good. I like that one.
Oldies are goodies. Yes, oldies are goodies. Yes. Okay, here is an oldie as well. This is the version and the artist that Elvis heard made him want to do this song. This is Timmy Euro doing Hurt. Love was true, and we'd never, never, ever part. Than you'll ever know. Yes, darling, I'm so hurt because I still love you so. But even so, you hurt me. I would never yes. And is my normal SOP, that standard operating procedures, here is Elvis' version, take three from the jungle room, hurt.
I'm so
That's
pain, Brent. That's pain. Yeah. Now he's serious. Yeah. You hurt. I'm so hurt to think that you lied. I'm hurt, way down deep inside of me. You said our love was true, and we'd never, never part. Now you
you can say after that one. I had a mouthful of coffee when he did that.
Oh, you had, yeah. Did it go all over your computer?
Yeah. Well, no. But I got to clean the rug.
Oh, God.
But, you know, it's worth it. It's worth it. I did, you know,
oh,
God. I had forgotten about that. It caught me by surprise.
Well, anyway, it is an absolutely beautiful song, as we all know.
Yes.
And I never tire of that song. It's gorgeous. Beautiful.
Exactly. Exactly. It's like hearing Unchained Melody. You never get
tired.
Oh,
that one too, yeah.
Yeah, you never get tired of it. So, well, guess what time it is, kids?
Already,
yep.
5:30 already, almost. Wow.
It is that time. So, you know, thank you, Sue, for being here with me again. I think
you're welcome.
Absolutely wonderful. I love that. I love it when you do that. Well, I'm looking for a particular song, and I can't find it. I think I've moved it somewhere else. Anyway, thank you, everybody in the chat. That was great today. We had a really good ongoing conversation with all the stuff that was happening, and it worked really well today. Thank you all for participating and for being here through the whole show. I appreciate you. I really, really do. So, right now, I'm going to go. Tomorrow is the gospel show. Come and join me. same time, same bat channel, and we'll do it for God. So here we are, kids, and it's going to be a great one, so don't miss it. See you tomorrow. Bless you. Stay well and stay safe.
We had a real good evening. Now all our friends are leaving, so we'll be alone. Wait till everybody has gone, then play just one more song. Nobody knows just what tomorrow